This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
We're right.
Yep. So, good afternoon, Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings and District listeners. This morning, I have the privilege of speaking with Louise Grant from Health and Disability Advocacy. Good afternoon, good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Ron.
Can you tell our listeners what and how long you have been in this role with Health and Disability?
Yes, sure. So I have been with the Health and Disability Advocacy Service for 17 years. I began my journey with the Advocacy Service back in 2009 as the advocate for Hawke's Bay. I was in that role for 13 and a half years. And 3.5 years ago, I had a change in role and I moved into working as the Central Southern Service Lead. So what that means, Ron, is that I look after 14 advocates from Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, Manawatu, Wellington and all of the South Island. I look after the advocates and I support them to do their work in the community.
Wow, that is a large and expansive area for you to cover. Well, you must put some time and hours in that role.
I certainly do. Monday to Friday, 8 to 4.30. However, sometimes it does feel a little bit longer than that, Ron, in terms of supporting the team who do a fantastic job as advocates in the community.
Right. Can you explain the Code of Rights and the Advocacy Service to our listeners?
I certainly can. So, Ron, in 1988, Judge Sylvia Cartwright made some recommendations after the cervical cancer inquiry up at National Women's Hospital. And there had been an imbalance of power between health professionals and patients during that time. And so the aim for Dame Sylvia Cartwright was to address this by giving the public and everybody in New Zealand rights when they receive healthcare. So legislation was developed to give us these rights, and the Health and Disability Commissioners Act 1994 came to be. But there was also a need, Ron, for independent advocates to help people raise their concerns. And this was also covered under the Act and the legislation. So the advocacy service was set up across the country when the Code of Rights came into effect at the same time in 1996. In 2006, one national advocacy service was set up by our National Advocacy Trust, and that still exists today.
Right. Can you explain the dealings that you carry out and effectively with complaints that you get?
Absolutely. So when someone from the public contacts us regarding concerns or a complaint they have with their health or disability provider service, we encourage a few options, Ron. The first one is we'll encourage them to raise those concerns directly with their health service or their disability service. We'll give them tools and the resources to self-advocate and ensure that they are able to put their concerns to that provider service in the hope to resolve those concerns. Another option is that we will walk alongside the consumer, the advocate will, and will support the consumer if they're not able to self-advocate to raise those concerns either in writing or at a meeting with that health or disability service. And the whole purpose is to work together and get resolution pathways for the patient, for the consumer, and to improve services for health organisations and disability groups.
Good. Can you explain also now to our listeners about open disclosure? What does that mean and how does it affect our individual complainant?
Absolutely. So open disclosure falls under Right 4, 5, 6 and 7 of the Code of Rights, particularly Rights 5, 6 and 7, which is communication, information and decision making. So what open disclosure is that every patient, consumer who receives a health or disability service is entitled to have full disclosure of something that may have taken place within their care. Now, health and disability providers are obligated to have either an open disclosure statement or an open disclosure policy, or both, within their service. And what it really comes down to, Ron, is that if something takes place within a service and the service is aware of it, they must disclose that to the patient and have full, open, honest conversations about what's happened and about what's going to happen going forward.
So right.
Open disclosure.
All right. Now, I've got down here my next question is self-advocacy. What does that mean, and explain the ins and outs of that and advocacy?
Yes. So self-advocacy, I touched on that a little bit earlier, but what it really is that the Health and Disability Advocacy Service are really, we really encourage empowerment and a person having their own voice and taking their own steps. So self-advocacy is really about the patient, the public, the person having confidence to approach their provider and raise their concerns either verbally or in writing or in the meeting in person, and being able to self-advocate those matters for themselves. And it also includes speaking up and knowing that they've got the right to speak up and raise those concerns, and knowing how to do that. And so if someone's wanting to self-advocate their concerns but they just want a little bit of guidance about how to go about that, they can contact our service and advocates will talk them through that process, give them all the tools they need to be able to do that, and we'll also, if need be, ask the public to check in with the advocate as to how that's going or how that resolved for them. So we have self-advocacy coaching, which is giving everybody the tools to be able to go off and self-advocate their own concerns, their own complaints. And we also have self-advocacy mentoring, which means the person still does it themselves, Ron, but they may come back and check in from time to time with the advocate just to see how things are going and while the complaints process is happening.
Right. All right, then. Now, I've got down here, tell someone, so that obviously is rather than let it build up inside you and getting you all upset and stressed out, get out there and tell someone about it and then get the ball rolling on advocacy and health.
Absolutely. So you're spot on there, Ron. It is about telling someone. And also, in terms of our public who may have learning disabilities, sometimes it can be quite challenging for them to do that themselves. And so, again, advocates will support them and provide education and some tools around how to self-advocate. But the important thing is that they actually speak up and they tell somebody, whoever it may be, whether it's a family member, a trusted caregiver, a next-door neighbour or an advocate, what's happened to them and what's happening for them. And so just a little bit more around those that may have learning disabilities. On the Health and Disability Commissioner's website, Ron, which is www.hdc.org.nz, there is actually some videos there called Tell Someone someone videos. There's five of them, which actually tell stories for people with learning disabilities about care and what that should look like. And they're a really, really good learning tool to encourage people to tell someone and speak up when the need is.
Right. Now, while we're talking about that, do you have a 0800 telephone number, and do you also have, for people with a computer, an email contact address?
We do. So we have an 0800 call centre number. It's 0800 050 555, and our email address is advocacy@advocacy.org.nz.
Right, and that's that will then help the people, our members, to get into the role of advocating.
Absolutely, and also seek some guidance and support from our service if it's needed. We also have a website that's got lots of information on it, Ron, which I'd love to give, which is www.advocacy.org.nz, and there's lots of resources there as well.
Right, and now I have one of your pamphlets there, so the pamphlets are also obviously available at information centres here at Tonga Seniors and Age Concern. Would that be correct?
That is correct, and they should be available at every health or disability service organisation in the community, including medical centres, hospitals, dentists. All of those health and disability services should have our pamphlets available.
And they are regularly topped up when they get low at those areas?
Yes, they are, Ron. They are regularly topped up, and we regularly encourage health services to order more of those pamphlets on our website if they run out.
Right.
And I think the other part of our service that I did want to mention that's important, Ron, is that we are free service.
That was my next question.
It is the next question.
Yeah, yes. It is. What is the cost, if any, of the service to our members?
The cost is free to all of the public. It's a free service, and it's an independent service. So what that means, Ron, is that we're not hired or employed by any health or disability service in the community. We are completely independent.
Right. Now, do you actually have premises in the Hawke's Bay?
We don't have an office, Ron. We work from home.
Yes.
In the Hawke's Bay. So our offices are based at home, but what we do is that if there is a need to meet somebody or groups in person, we arrange a venue to do that.
Oh, that's excellent. So that was going to be my next and last question. What other services do you offer? So you have a good 5 minutes there if you wish to elaborate on whatever services that you do
offer. Thank you, Ron. So we talked quite a bit about the complaints process and what we offer to the public. There is some other work that we, key work that we do as a service. So we undertake community engagement into the community. So what that means, Ron, is that the advocates will go into the community. They will organise engagements with consumer groups, with health and disability provider groups, and community organisations such as Citizens Advice, Age Concern, Grey Power, and network with these groups and share information about what we are seeing in the community. We will talk to those groups about what their role is in the community, and it's really important that we're doing that and we're connecting with groups to ensure that if a person comes to us and we're not able to support them with a health or disability issue, we can refer them to the right avenue and give them the best guidance.
Right, and just to finish it off, I see on your pamphlet or brochure that you respect and deal with dignity and independence and fair treatment. Can you just elaborate there to put our members and the general public at ease so that they will come forward if they have any of these problems?
Absolutely. So respect and fair treatment and dignity and independence are right one and right two and right three of the Code of Rights. So everyone has a right to be respected when they're receiving a health or disability service. Respect, of course, is a two-way street for everyone. Right two is fair treatment, the right to be treated with respect for one's religion, one's culture, one's environment. That's in terms of not feeling discriminated against because of age or any other discriminatory feeling. And right three is dignity and independence, ensuring people are living the most dignified and independent life while they're receiving a health or disability service. So those right. are the first three rights of 10 rights of the code.
All right. Look, that's lovely. And look, I thank you very much for giving up your time to be part of my broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay. So thank you very much, Louise. Information has been terrific, and I know that my members and the general public will really thank you and utilise the service that is available to them. So thank you once again, Louise.
Thank you very much, Ron. And look, if any of the public would like us to talk with them about their rights, we also provide free education to the public and to health and disability services around the Code of Rights and the Advocacy Service. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, dear. All the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And just to remind our listeners that this Friday, the 4th of September, at the Baptist Church Hall on Linden Road East, we will be interviewing the five main candidates for the general election. So please feel free. You don't have to be a Great Bell member, but please feel free to turn up. Thank you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.